The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, welcome to my brother, and me. It's an advice show for the modern era, and I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? Woof woof, it's me, big dog Travis McElroy, coming at you live.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's still me, Griffin McElroy. I'm sorry I'm not more Travis.
No, but I granted Griffin diplomatic immunity within Trav Nation.
Travelomatic community.
He's an ambassador from the Democratic Republic of Griffin.
I hopped onto the Trav Nation message board yesterday, yeah. And they all call me the weak one.
Yeah.
They all just say, like, I didn't like when the weak one said the thing about Travis in this last episode. I don't know why I'm called that.
My approval ratings have never been higher, Griffin. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, you look Travis.
Just a different name
you.
Would be awesome.
Welcome, Travis. Travelers to Trav Nation.
That would be a good pivot, actually, for the bit. I think if you became a sort of psionic sort of explorer of the mind.
Oh.
I would love that for Trav Nation.
Okay, we can
actually
work on that. I'll run that by the voice.
Travelers with the TRAV in all caps.
Yeah.
Is really strong. I think that could be a really powerful new idea. This can
Travelers, welcome. Gird yourself against the travages of war. We are at war.
Trav, you raised a question with us before we began recording that I would love to return to and just really get our thoughts in.
Yeah, so I'm very excited tonight. I'm going to see Kesha live at the ominous sounding Megacorp Pavilion.
How stoked are you going to be when fucking Big Hero 6 shows up and saves the day, man?
I can't fucking wait. Right across the river, we got Great American Ballpark, and I guarantee they're like too evil and superhero. Like, I love it. But anyways, going to see Kesha, and there's a good chance I'm going to get to do a meet and greet scenario. And I cannot decide, and I asked my brothers this, where we're at currently, socially, on the consensus of wearing the performer's t-shirt or merch to meet them.
Travis said that if we were backstage at one of our shows and someone came back wearing a shirt with one of us on it, that would be a good thing. To which I instantly responded.
Justin said that. I agree.
And I feel that.
You feel that if someone walked up on you and they were like, what's up? I'm talking to you, but you're also on me in my clothes.
It's an increasingly fractured media landscape, right? It's not as though I'm Mick.
Oh, let's step back. Let him go off. Cook.
It's not as though I'm Mick or Jagger or one of the other guys in the band, right?
Yeah, from
and
Mick
you
and
come
the
up
Jaggers.
To me with the big lips and what all. I'm not going to be moved by that. Yeah, man. It's the Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
But I feel like in this increasingly fractured media landscape, you're communicating a lot by having a Kesha t-shirt. This is not, it's all very fragmented.
And you're proving, I'm communicating that by being at the show at a meet and greet.
She doesn't know you from fucking Adam, man. She's going to see you there and she's going to think, this guy is trying to sell something. This guy's back here and he's trying to move units. Trying to sell something.
Work, like a vacuum
work
cleaner?
An angle.
What are you talking
work
about?
Work an angle. Networking.
Well, I am
all
doing
the angles.
That.
What?
I am doing. I mean, I would love to become Kesha's friend, but
if Kesha knew, honestly, Trav, if Kesha knew what a treacherous situation she had entered into with just the friendship tractor beam that you are going to lay out, none are spared. Eddie Izzard was not spared. Travis does not spare people.
I'm very charming.
You are relentlessly charming.
Okay. Relentlessly charming. I'll take that. Yeah.
Don't you think Kesha's going to have her head on a swivel for that? I feel like Kesha is going to not want to bro down unless it's like real. And I'm not saying that it won't be from you, but I'm just saying that the barrier of entry there is going to be high, and understandably so.
Well, when you reach a certain level of fame like Kesha and I have, I think that you can relate to each other on that level, right? Of just like, yeah, I get it, and I get it too, but we can be ourselves with each other.
No, but she can't be herself with you. If you have a Kesha t-shirt on, I'm realizing. Yeah, I also think, Trav, I think the vibe backstage at the Kesha show is going to be different from the post-show vibe backstage at the McElroy family show. Because I can tell you,
yes,
friend, if you've never been backstage after McElroy family show, here's how it works. You come back and we start begging you to eat the fruit and vegetables that we asked for but did not consume.
The unopened box of Cheez-Its.
We are trying to give food away to people.
Yeah, in case our children's food didn't make it on time for dinner, we have the box of Cheez-Its.
Right, emergency.
Yeah, so we're trying to like give you food, and we're looking around awkwardly like, how can we make you more comfortable? That's me at least. Like, what are they having a good time? What can I do to help them have more fun? Will they please drink some of these Cokes that Paul
didn't
finish?
Is it weird how tired I'm being?
Do you know how tired I am and how I want to lay down?
And what part of that do you think will be different with Kesha?
So Kesha, you won't get close to Kesha. You won't get.
That's the first.
You're not going to be anywhere near Kesha. That's first.
No.
Okay.
That's the first.
I'm hoping that there will be a vibe of like, I'm glad there's an adult here amongst all of these teenagers, because I have to assume I'm Kesha's oldest fan. And they're like, and she's like, I feel safe that my dad is here. He's going to protect me from all these
That's
people.
A weird thing
troubling
to say.
Troubling energy,
Troubling
even
energy.
Even to do here in the podcast.
Even here and now.
I don't understand.
This Kesha-free zone, that's still
you don't think on. That the fact that I am an older, responsible adult present.
No.
That's not going to help?
That's not what I... No, the weird part is when you said you wanted to be Kesha's dad.
I didn't say I wanted to be Kesha's dad.
Says he is Kesha's dad.
You would.
I would
you
be if she needed it. If she asked me to, I would adopt Kesha.
Okay,
you can't adopt adults. I've told you this so many fucking times, Travis.
I don't mean legally, Justin.
Kesha is my ward. This is my ward.
This
Kesha.
Is my sidekick. And this is my ward, Kesha.
Bow, Travis, deeply upon entering the room.
You're going to be... I think the movie Wayne's World and Wayne's World 2 gave people a misguided idea. In Wayne's World, he walks into Alice Cooper's dressing room and shows his badge and says, Alice, is this cool? And then he says, yeah, come in and hang out with us. Are you expecting that energy from Kesha? You're like, Kesha, is this cool? And she's like, yeah, come hang out with us.
Is that me on your shirt? Of course. Come on in.
I will say this. It's an extremely narrow sliver of daylight. But if there is a human being who can and will find it, it is Travis.
It's Travis. Yeah.
It is Travis.
And I will also say, we have mutual friends.
Here he goes.
So I'm just saying, I have.
Here he goes.
Have
that's
some tools.
That's your opener.
Gonna get the dustpan out. Get ready to catch all these names. Let me scoop them on up in the old name dustpan.
Everybody's got mutual friends with Kesha.
That's a good point.
Do they?
Few degrees.
Travis, are you worried that in concert when she hits that note on Prayin', it's going to be like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark in there?
Yeah.
And just like a wave of force is going to shoot through everyone and turn them all into gooey skeletons?
Yes, I am, Griffin.
I think if I saw Kesha live when she hit TikTok, I would be like gesticulating in a way and gyrating in a way that would become hazardous to those around me.
I actually was thinking about it today. If she was to do TikTok, Your Love Is My Drug, and Timber back to back to back, I actually think it would cause several deaths. I think everybody would get so hype. If Pitbull makes a surprise appearance and they do Timber together, I have to leave. I actually might
what
have
if
to
she's
leave.
She's like, what if you're like dead on the ground, okay, and you're dying and you're trying to get to heaven and then your body, your spirit's pulling up out of your body.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then she's like, this song makes me want to fuck in my car. And then she does Gold Trans Am. And it's like, what am I going to do? I have to go back to my body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, Travis, but this is your only chance if you don't go to heaven now. And I'm like, I'm
but
already
Gold
in
Trans
heaven.
Am!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I've heard the just like a number of people who go to a Kesha concert and experience just full blown ego death to the line "Beat so fat, gonna make me come."
Yeah,
is like she's batting almost 1,000 there. Everyone hears that line and is like, "Whoa, I'm a different person."
Yeah,
and she at the end of that's why at the end of every show she's like, "If you have experienced ego death, I am going to recruit you for my Cerulean Mines." Yep. Come, enter the fold. You have disgraced yourself and you have lost your name. Your name
if
is
that
now
happens,
Kesha.
I will incorporate Trav Nation into whatever she's got going on. I'm all about it.
You will be subsumed.
Yeah.
You will be subsumed.
Devoured. Yeah, we will become a serf.
Just checking, Trav, because I'm going to keep guessing at this. Is the mutual friend between you and Kesha Pitbull?
You know what? This would be a fun. I've never played like 6 degrees of separation with Pitbull, but I want to.
You know the problem with it is you have no fucking clue who Pitbull knows. You can't do that.
There are people, Justin, who do like web sleuthing to like solve murders, and there are people who do like web sleuthing to like find missing persons. I do web sleuthing to be like, do I know anyone who knows this person? I'm pretty good at it at this point.
Oh, hey, okay. Don't feel bad, Trav. I'm sure Pitbull is doing that with you.
Is there a 0% chance? I want you guys to say with confidence, a 0% chance that Kesha has ever heard my brother, and me before.
0%.
Okay, no. If Kesha, is Kesha on TikTok?
Justin. Kesha made TikTok.
If Kesha's, Kesha invented TikTok as its inventor, I feel like Kesha may have heard. If JoJo Siwa heard one of our sounds, I think it's possible Kesha has heard one of our sounds on TikTok. That is the
cool
most
way
I
to introduce yourself to someone, by the way. Hey, what's up? I'm Travis McRoy. Maybe you've heard one of my excellent sounds on TikTok.
Not
associated
with
from
my
them
face,
monetarily.
Yeah. Anyways, are these Cheez-Its for anyone or like what? What's the deal?
Kesha's never eaten a Cheez-It before.
That is, there's no way that's true. I guarantee she is a down-to-earth chill hang who loves Cheez-Its and like reasonably priced white wine.
Can I hit you something, Trav? Maybe bake her a loaf of bread.
I thought about it, Justin. She wouldn't eat it. She wouldn't eat
Justin,
it, but I thought about it.
I wouldn't eat it. If Kesha brought you a loaf of bread at the show, you'd eat the Kesha bread.
Oh,
need
fuck
to.
Yeah.
You'd have to eat the Kesha bread.
Because if I said I was poisoned by Kesha, like that, I think
that's best case scenario. Yeah. That's like story for life. You will never lose two truths and a lie from that point.
Yeah.
But why would Kesha poison you?
Yeah. I don't know, but she did.
She did. This is just a story for podcast.
Yeah, she did.
I don't want to get everybody confused.
No, Kesha has yet to poison me.
Well, Trav, I'll need a full report. Griffin, just real quick, just to close it off, what do you think the odds are that our brother sees Kesha?
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you
makes
something?
Makes it backstage. That's the first one. Second, meets Kesha. Three, befriends Kesha.
If one happens, two will happen. Three might happen.
It's a chain. It's a chain reaction.
I'm going to say juice. There is a 70% chance that all that shit's going to happen.
70?
Yeah.
Not in the shirt. I'm going to say this. I don't think... If you want to have a surface-level pleasant interaction with Kesha, the shirt helps. If you want to forge a lifelong friendship with Kesha, that is what the shirt is saying. That's the shirt. I knew you as a fan first. I can never be your friend like that.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
You've answered my questions.
We have... given too much of our wisdom to Travis for free and none of it to our beloved
Justin
listeners.
For free. Travis does, but my rates are very reasonable. This is an advice show. Okay? And we don't just help each other. We help you too. If you have a question, an actual advice question, that would be funny to talk about, looking at some of you, You can email that to mbmbam@maximumfun.org.
We got a lot of good ones this week. I want to try to get through three.
Shut up, Griffin.
Let's do it.
No, you don't control the pace. I'm the pace.
Weird. It's getting weird. There's weird energy in the studio.
Who's the pace horse? I'm a regular at my local movie theater. Additionally, I'm huge into hot dogs. Oh my God, Travis, let's make a promise right now. We are not going to talk about Bob Mortimer. We are not going to
Joey Chestnut. I think we also need to put a Joey Chestnut moratorium.
Yes, we will not talk about Bob Mortimer rubbing his son's ketchup
and saying, great to be alive. Is that it? What a time to be alive?
What a time.
We're not going to talk about it.
You're not going to
listen
talk
off
about
listen to Off Menu with Bob Mortimer.
The best podcast episode.
Yeah. You guys literally just said
we're getting it out of the way so we don't reference it later to people. Okay? If I go somewhere, theme park, train station, gift shop, and they sell hot dogs, I will get one without question. Wow.
Without
this person
question?
Doesn't list their age, but I can't imagine it's very high, right? There's no way someone has made it into their 30s or 40s with this kind of lifestyle. Okay. Recently, I've been tempted to get more than one hot dog at the theater, but I don't always want both at once. Would it be acceptable to buy a hot dog on the way out? As I stated earlier, I'm a regular at this point, and I know of my penchant for Franks. Last week, as embarrassing as it is to admit, I walked into a theater to see Saw X, and the employee waved saying, "Hey, another hot dog, boss?" Fuck, that's good. That'd be really so cool.
Is the embarrassing part seeing Saw X? Because the other part is awesome.
I've heard it's the best Saw in years.
Is it weird to buy a hot dog on the way out of a movie theater? That's from Rocky, a.k.a. the hot dog boss.
I heard in Saw X that guy has to cut off and eat his own butt to get the key out of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's an episode of Off Menu with Bob Mortimer where he says he goes into movie theaters just to get the hot dog sometimes. If he will do that, I think that it's fine to buy one on your way out.
As someone who has microwaved those hot dogs before, that's not my personal sort of journey that I would want to go on. We didn't have one of those fancy little rotisserie roller guys at the theater I worked at. It was mostly just microwaved, bagged, sort of super donut hot dogs.
Here's what I'll say about this question. What I like about this, we get questions not exactly like this, but in a similar vein, because there's two different variables because you change the framing of the question. You start by saying, would it be acceptable to buy a hot dog? And then, is it weird to buy a hot dog on the way out? Because acceptable, you're not going to go to prison. They're not going to ban you from the movie theater, right? You're buying the hot dog to eat it on your way out of the movie theater. You watched a two-hour movie. You got hungry. You had a hot dog in the beginning. 2 hours passed, a reasonable amount of time, and you bought a hot dog to eat on your way out. Is it weird? Yes, because no one goes to the concession stand at the end of the movie. Does that mean it's so weird you shouldn't do it? No, it's just out of the ordinary. It's just not the norm.
Have you guys ever experienced, this is something I think about a lot at the movies, the mystery of the movie meal. You ever been about to see a movie and it's close to a meal time and you're like, I'll eat at the movies. And then you get to the movies and they're like, we got popcorn and almonds. And do you want like goobers and stuff? And they do have a hot dog, but you're sane. So you're not going to buy a hot dog at the movie theater.
Yeah.
So
or nachos.
You eat food at the movies. And then at the end of it, it's like, I don't know what to do meal wise.
Yeah,
did I have a meal? I don't know. I was at a movie.
Justin, that's hit me before where I've gone to see like an afternoon matinee. Perhaps at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. I've eaten a bunch of popcorn. The movie ends. Now it is dinner time, but I've effectively filled my stomach with food grade, like cotton balls or whatever, food grade styrofoam.
You've stuffed yourself. Literally.
My body's like, I don't want any more. My stomach says no more food, but my body's like, we crave any kind of usable vitamins,
none of this
calories,
is usable
anything.
Energy.
Please.
Can I tell you, though, the bridge that helps you cross that movie break gap, it's called a hot dog.
I mean,
and you eat it at the movie theater and it's now it's a meal. Did I eat a bunch of watermelon flavored Sour Patch Kids and drink like two cherry Diet Cokes from the fancy mix 'em up machine?
Yeah,
I did. Does that a meal make? No, but my friend Hot Dog is there to be like, don't worry guys, they're with me. I clearly am part of a meal. I'm a hot dog.
Now, does this apply to nachos?
No.
Because Lunchables, I don't know if you guys have seen this. Lunchables has a Lunchable that's like, it's a perfect meal. chips and cheese, Capri Sun, and a Kit Kat. And it's like, that's this is not a Lunchable. No, this
The two that bridge the gap for me, hot dog and pizza, right? Pizza, if someone like, I don't have time for anything, I'll eat a slice of pizza. We all agree that pizza is like the fast and go-to meal.
You are so, anytime I've ordered any concession stand pizza, it is an absolute roll of the dice that almost always comes up snake eyes, which it's is probably a bad fun. Metaphor. That's usually bad, is what I should try to say. It's not a roll of the dice. It's probably bad.
Well, Justin, yes, but I don't want to get hangry while watching large man Dominic Toretto punch bad guys in the face. So I need some calories to sustain my body. And that's what I'm seeing the pizza as, right? Yeah. The pizza is like in a video game where it's just like, I'm going to eat a bunch of seaweed and onion stock or whatever to rebuild my health. Yeah,
it's
man.
It's like
all
eating
I'm doing.
Rats off the campfire to rebuild your energy enough to hike out of the woods.
Yeah. I went and saw a movie. I won't say which one because of the ongoing strike, but it was long and pretty boring and about Oppenheimer. And I
that could be anything.
It was dinner time, and I had pretzel bites and raisinettes, and I think I discovered a new meal. Like
that's fruit and
like
carb, baby.
It's not breakfast. It certainly wasn't dinner. Couldn't have been lunch. Wasn't brunch. It was a meal, though, but a special secret meal. Not fourth meal. This isn't some Taco Bell.
Nonsense,
I'm not trying to sell anything.
No.
It's like big, like hearty snack.
Yeah,
I had
meal 2.5.
I had hearty snack in the evening time.
For boys.
A hearty snack for boys after dusk.
Hopefully that helps. I don't know.
It's okay to eat a hot dog.
It's okay to eat a hot dog anytime you want.
Hey, it's Halloween and basically, and people go searching for fear and terror at this time of year. I don't get it. I've got plenty of that just sort of going around. But if you like to play scary video games this time of year, I have a WikiHow here Tori sent in that is how to avoid getting too scared when playing a scary computer
game. Thank God.
That's helpful.
Because I'm trying to catch up on all the lore of Five Nights at Freddy's before the movie comes out.
Yeah.
That lore, simple, straightforward. It's just a straight line of lore. Don't worry about it. It's easy to keep up with.
They're robots who turn kids into pizza.
Yep.
That's all you
delicious,
need to know about Five
delicious
Nights.
Delicious pizza.
They turn kids into pizza.
And the ball pits is people.
And Five Nights at Freddy's, they turn the kids into pizza. That's why kids love this game so much. Is like
that's
kids love pizza.
Yeah.
They're like, I want to be pizza, and I want the big robot to turn me into it. That's Five Nights at Freddy's, basically. So many players find frightening video games difficult. While you may enjoy the thrill of playing a scary game, you may find yourself unpleasantly anxious afterwards. If you want to reduce fear, play in the right environment. Okay, then it basically summarizes the whole article, which isn't fun, so let's get into it. Step one, keep the lights on. Step one, keep your grades up.
Yeah.
So you can't play video games with bad grades.
Yeah. Step 1.5, no way, the computer going to go away.
Computer going to go away. It's homework time.
Parents going to take that computer away if you get bad grades.
Yeah, and Freddy won't even play with you if you have bad grades. The first thing I have is you boot up Five Nights at Freddy's. Freddy's like, wait, hold on.
No.
Enter hold your report card up to your webcam.
Box.
Nope.
Yeah, it's him and Chuck E. Cheese narking you out. Yeah. All right, just play with the lights on. You know this isn't anything.
How many lights, though? That's we can't just say the light, like, in the whole house. Because one time, I was playing Riven, and it was the middle of the day, and the light's on, and I got spooked by that game.
You're still going to get scared, right? I mean, this is just make it manageable. You're still going to be very frightened.
Yeah. Step two, switch off the sound. Music and sound effects can greatly enhance the scary aspects of a computer game. I would say if you are not enjoying playing the computer game, switch off all of it.
Yeah,
all
I would argue, article, that while turning off the sound might decrease the scariness, it might drastically increase the difficulty. Many video games these days do include important sounds.
Right.
Especially scary games. When it's like, oh, it's coming, there's a noise, there's a beep. All of that is, maybe there's, if there is accessibility options and you can turn on cues.
I mean,
that's nice.
Rules anyway.
And then if you're going to do that, put on some Dave Matthews. Nothing scary about Dave Matthews unless you're afraid of getting poop dumped on you. But otherwise, it's a totally safe, chill sound.
What are the odds of that happens again?
Yeah. And we're being extra careful, baby. Never get lax.
It already happened.
Step three, make
what
the characters
do... Though, can I ask a serious question? What would you say if it happened again? That is a question.
I'd say don't bite the mailman.
Make the characters do funny things. If you start to get scared during gameplay, see if you can find a way to incorporate humor. Yeah. Make your character move in a manner that looks like they are dancing.
This is a great way of dealing with any frightening thoughts that I utilize constantly. If I have a scary thought that's plaguing me, I just put some like a funny clown nose on it or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wet pants. Oops. Somebody had an accident.
Yeah.
I just picture my younger brother like reacting to being scared of things, and it makes me laugh every time. There's nothing I love more than Griffin getting jump scared in video games. You did several. Ooh. What was the one you did that was like the House of a Thousand Scares?
I'm not going to talk about it.
And you got so spooked by the jump scares, and it made me so happy because you would get jump scared and then so angry at yourself for being jump scared. And it makes me happy.
I
want to
see this. Where is this? I want to see it.
It's a Polygon video, House of a Thousand Scares.
I assume that site closed in 2018 when I left.
Well, it was never the same.
All right, manage your emotions.
What?
Identify what really scares you.
You can't manage my emotions. Right. Come on.
Identify what scares you. When I see Pyramid Head in Silent Hill, a game that I once played while listening to Switchfoot on my Discman to have less scary sounds and also get a little help from G.O.D., then... I was afraid of Pyramid Head and his big knife. That was sort of the source of my fear.
That must have been so brutal when you're like huddling in a corner and all you can hear is dare you to move. And it's like,
yeah, I can't move. I'm too scared of Pyramid Head. You're not doing your job for me right now.
You can also just recontextualize and be like, oh, he's not a scary guy. He's just in his like Egyptian phase that I think like every grade school person with ADHD went through, right? Where it's just like now, oh, I want to learn everything about Anubis.
Yeah.
I've never played the games. I don't know what happens in Silent Hill.
It has nothing to do with the fuck you just said.
Oh, really?
It was wildly off base. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the pyramids of Egypt or anything like
Justin,
that.
Justin, I have shared the video in chat, and you can watch it after.
Thanks, I'll watch it at my leisure.
Yeah, Spooky's House of Jump Scares, gameplay overview with Griffin getting spooked by it. Enjoy, everyone.
Thanks. Thank you. I love that video. Imagine yourself playing without fear. That's cool. I like that.
Whoa,
actually.
That's empowering. I like that too. Visualizing you want.
I don't understand the perspective though. Am I standing behind myself, watching myself play without fear?
Yes.
Yes.
That's scary. I just scared myself. Oh no. What am I doing back there? I jumped.
It's frightening, but you gotta be there, like you have to be bold as
okay,
well.
Okay, now I'm gonna picture
that's implied.
Myself.
Boldness
I'm
is implied.
Myself, I'm standing behind myself, watching myself play without fear. The me who's playing turns around, sees myself, gets scared. They fight. The one with fear loses.
Okay.
That's true.
You think the one without fear loses?
It's whichever one you feed.
Yeah.
Well, I feed both of them. It's me.
Yeah, okay. But like just you only feed one. And
like who had a more fortifying meal before the thing?
Yeah, whoever had
scared
the
Travis had a big sandwich. Not scared Travis had some soup. So scared Travis does win.
I feel like afraid Griffin's going to do better in a scrap than not afraid Griffin.
He's wily.
If a bear comes up on not afraid Griffin,
yeah.
Not afraid Griffin's going to be like, all right, I guess, let's go. But afraid Griffin is like, I have to protect my house and my family.
Yeah.
And
I mean, there's a reason God made it so that we get afraid of things. Is what I'm saying. Maybe God doesn't want you to play scary games. Maybe, how's your walk? Have you thought about that? Keep your grades up. Check your walk.
Hey, use positive self-talk as you play the game. Be aware of what you're feeling when you play the game. When you find yourself having a fearful thought, counter it with positive self-talk. This will help you keep your emotions in check as you play the game. Check for when you're having a fearful thought. For example, you may think something like, I wonder what I would do if I really saw a ghost. I would be so scared. Counter this with some positive and rational self-talk. For example, it's very unlikely I will ever see a ghost.
Huh.
And if I do... I trust myself to keep my cool. two profoundly wild thoughts
yeah.
in the same sentence.
First yeah. of all, you would.
Can we talk the first? We do need to split it up.
Yeah, split it up.
The
yeah.
first thing is this idea that you're watching a game, a scary game, and the problem is you start thinking, I wonder what I would do if I saw a ghost. I think that is exactly the experience that you should Great. Be having right there. Yeah. Like, oh, I would be extremely scared if I saw a real ghost.
Now, I do like that the counteraction is not, I will never see a ghost. But rather, no. I would say the fairly watered down affirmation of it's pretty unlikely.
I don't think it'll I don't, to me.
I don't think I would be scared. I don't think I'd be scared if I saw a ghost, guys.
I would keep my I think it's hugely unlikely I'll ever see a ghost.
No. Really? But if you did see one, would but you if be
I
did scared?
That, I think I'd keep my cool.
It depends on okay. It depends on if I'm somewhere that I'm already cycling myself up to be scared of seeing a ghost.
Yeah.
But if I'm just like at the grocery store and I turn around and see a ghost, I'm not fucking scared. I'm perplexed. If anything, like, did a big can of soup fall on your head while you were shopping?
The danger is yourself, is what you're saying. The danger is you're getting yourself into that fight or flight state. Then you see the ghost and you're like,
well, sure.
That's
if
the
I'm
match.
In a zoo
that's all
and
I need.
See a bear, I'm not scared. But if I'm in the woods and a bear comes up on me, I'm terrified.
You say if you see okay. a ghost in captivity.
Yes.
I would be that's more fine. Scared of a ghost in captivity because that is going to break bad.
Oh,
He's okay. not going to stay in there. He's going to get out. He's going to make things very unpleasant.
He's going to switch places with your ghost.
Oh, something, man, right? They're always something. Up to some kind of angle. But I think by and large, I'm not scared of a ghost. What is that? Slime? I don't care. You know what I mean?
Can't touch me.
I'd rather not have a Beeger. Thank you. Thank you. No,
oh,
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. A real Aykroyd?
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
give me a damn.
I'd rather not
don't
have that. I'd rather we both go about our business and yeah. you not knock over all my papers and books.
Sure,
you know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure.
Or knock over my candle that I've
don't
used to illuminate.
Don't awkwardly stack up my stuff. Don't do
don't
that.
Don't stack yeah. up my things. Yeah, don't clean either. I want these things where they are.
Yeah,
I'm not scared of a ghost.
You're annoyed is what it sounds like.
Talk to a friend.
Call a scientist.
Keeping your feelings bottled up can make stress and fear worse. To calm your nerves after playing a game, call or text a friend. You don't have to explain
don't
the situation if you're embarrassed.
Don't.
You can simply chat about other things until you start to calm down.
Oh, okay. I thought it was saying like, hey, Steve, it's me. Yeah, I was playing Silent Hill again. Can you talk me down, bud? Just talk
I'm
me
really
down,
scared.
Bud.
Hey, Dougie. Yeah, I saw Dracula. He held me a miserable pile of secrets. It is so fucked up. I'm so freaked out right now. Can you come over?
Can
you come over? Can you rub my feet?
We'll watch Pride and Prejudice together.
Just can we watch Pride and Prejudice while you rub my feet?
Take my mind
off it. Because
Dracula
scared me so fucking bad
tonight.
Can
you skip through all the tense parts? I just don't think I can handle it.
Now, why do I keep playing Dracula's horrible game? I don't know. It's because I made it, and I have to check it for bugs. God, I hate this guy.
Why
do I
put
like
him
if
in
anybody
there?
In that, if anybody in that organization is checking for bugs, it's Renfield, right?
Oh, I get it.
All right.
He loves eating those things.
He loves to eat bugs.
In my head, when I was thinking about it, it was really good. And I
he
thought
was,
guys,
it was really good.
No,
I don't think he works
gonna,
at Sega or whatever.
I thought you were yeah. going to fucking go.
Absolutely
thought, oh,
bananas.
That was so disappointing for
it
you,
was
man.
So disappointing. I'm trying to take you inside my real heart. I thought that was so good.
You're going
to have to suffer
shit.
Through that. That's my burden to bear. Next time, if you think of a joke like that, you can just send it straight over to me. I'll deliver it for you. If it gets a
that's
big laugh,
that,
I'll
I
credit
think that's
you.
That's what shocked me, Justin, is that you opened your mouth and a Travis joke came
yeah.
out.
This
and
has
I was
been a
so
recurrent problem.
Up.
Like I told you guys that movie idea. That I had that was sent to me instead of Travis.
Yeah.
Remember the one about, doesn't matter, but the-
No, no, it does. Tell the people at home.
I'm not going to tell people. It's, no, that's stupid. I'm not going to use the, kidding aside, I'm not going to use the podcast to talk about this idea for a great movie.
Because it's too good. You're
it's
gonna
too
make
good
it.
And too funny, but it was meant for Travis and was delivered by what Liz Gilbert calls big magic, the creative energies. It was delivered to me in accent, which like is fine. People can't tell us apart. Our voices, I get it. But yeah.
We are different people though.
We are different people.
Hugely.
I don't think we've ever clarified that in like 680 episodes. Justin yeah. and I are not the same person.
Different people. The beard's not helping.
The same
I
birthday,
understand.
So the clues don't add
up. Oh my
up.
God, fuck, you're right, Griffin.
Don't have money zone.
Let's go.
End of the jokes.
Hey, everybody. It's just me here. Both my brothers have gone to the restroom, but I'm a professional. So I only go to the bathroom once a day so that I can keep recording. So let me tell you about Stamps. Stamps.com specifically. Did you forget to add Stamps.com to your holiday wish list? Hey, Justin, did you forget to add Stamps.com to your holiday wish list last year? You dummy. You silly billy goat. Well, we all make mistakes, Justin. Don't worry about it. Stamps.com has been helping businesses like yours, Justin, save time and money during the holiday rush for 25 years with easy access to USPS and UPS services and premium rates for all your postal needs, Justin. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and printer. They send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart, Justin. So don't you worry about it. I see by the look on your face that you're absolutely shocked. Shocked so much you can't talk about it. So get huge carrier discounts up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates to help your bottom line. Give your business the gift of Stamps.com so your mailing and shipping is covered this holiday season. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER for a special offer that includes a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER. Hey, Griffin, have you been trying to get your style together? Listen, not that there's anything wrong with it. You know I think you're an absolute cutie, Griffin. I'm just saying that maybe it's time to update your look. Well, have you thought about trying Stitch Fix? You should check it out. Ready up your wardrobe game, Griffin. But don't know where to start or even what sizes you're at. It's time to get yourself a Stitch Fix.
Are you doing the ads by yourself?
I was kind of
so. So you get all the money from them?
No, I was abandoned, and I wanted to carry on.
You weren't abandoned. We had to go and make water, and I don't think that that's. And I'll say Justin's been gone a little longer than me, so maybe he's making something a little more than water. But they're not going to pay if it's just you.
But you guys just kind of got up and left. You're like, let's do the money zone. Bye. And then you left.
But you don't have the same sort of discerning reputation that Justin and I have. So, like, when we talk about how much we love Stitch Fix,
yeah.
Like, people know that we're not just talking bullshit. Because I don't say that about anything.
Yeah.
I mostly say it about Stitch Fix.
And you use Stitch Fix? You like Stitch Fix?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
Where were you at in the ad copy? I'll take it from here.
I was at the think of them as your style partner.
Well, if you think of them as your style partner, your stylist will learn about your taste and collaborate with you on looks you'll love without breaking the bank. I'm so tired. You finish.
Oh, okay. With your choices in mind and a wide range of sizes available, from extra small to 3XL, they'll find your perfect fit and send you clothes handpicked for you. They have just over 1,000 brands and styles and do the work of choosing the best options for you. And if you don't love something, you just send it back. Shippings, returns, and exchanges are always free. I have basically at this point, 90% of my wardrobe is Stitch Fix. It's incredible. I'm never giving it up. I'm never backing down. So thanks, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Try it today at stitchfix.com/brother, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/brother. Stitchfix.com/brother. Just a quick update, in case anyone's wondering, Justin is still gone.
Yeah.
Justin is still not back.
You think he's going number 3?
Oh, my God. But that's only legend, Griffin. You think? Should one of us check on him?
You're closer.
Okay, yeah. I'll pop up in that window in 3 hours.
Okay.
I'm Jordan Cruciola, host of Feeling Seen, where we start by asking our guests just one question. What movie character made you feel seen?
I knew exactly what it was.
Clementine. From Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Joy Wang / Jobu Tupaki.
That one question launches amazing conversations about their lives, the movies they love, and about the past, present, and future of entertainment.
Roy in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I worry about what this might say about me, but I've brought Tracy Flick in the film Election.
So if you like movies, diverse perspectives, and great conversations, check us out.
Oof, this is real.
New episodes of Feeling Seen drop every week on MaximumFun.org.
Oh my gosh, hi, it's me, Dave Holmes, host of the pop culture game show Troubled Waters. On Troubled Waters, we play a whole host of games, like one where I describe a show using a limerick, and our guests have to figure out what it is. Let's do one right now. What show am I talking about? This podcast has game after game, and brilliant guests who come play you. The host is named Dave. It could be your fave, so try it. Life won't be the same.
Big Business, starring Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin.
Close, but no.
Oh, is it Troubled Waters, the pop culture quiz show with all your favorite comedians?
Yes, Troubled Waters is the answer
to this question and all of my life's problems.
Now, legally, we actually can't guarantee that, but you can find it on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
I want a munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
What instrument was that, Justin?
How?
Oh.
Shit.
I gotta call my friend Steve. I'm spooked.
Hello, my children.
Oh, hi, Count Donut.
I have missed you so terribly, but I have.
Where's your
to
cape?
Visit.
Usually there's a cape.
I lost it in a bet.
In a
you
bet?
You lost it in a
with
bat?
Who?
In a bat? Sorry, no. Did you say in a bet or in a bat?
A bat bet.
Oh, a bat bet. You
I
got beat in a bat bet.
I can eat 100 bats.
Whoa, hold Wait. On. No, hold on. There's a lot I am mistaken about vampire culture. Oh. I didn't think you eat the bats. I thought
of
you
course
like
I eat the bats.
Okay.
For feud or like dominance or
yeah, I've turned up the collar of my shirt okay. to give the appearance.
Very,
of the
very.
So wait, hold on, Count Donut. Can I double back a quick sec? I thought it was a bet you made with a bat. Who did you make a bet with that you could eat 100 bats?
It was a large bat.
So a bat said, I bet you can't eat 100 of me.
Smaller bats.
Hey, do you see okay. those 100 bat cucks over there?
That he hated.
Yeah, look at those okay. beta bats over there. Can you? I'm going to make you a beta bat bet.
Do you, bones and all, are you cook? Are you allowed to cook the bats?
I eat them raw.
That's
okay,
I
but say I, raw, okay, whole?
I save them, but I could only catch one. The others got wise to my plans once I scooped
shit.
The first up and jammed him into my fanged maw.
And how was that dining experience?
I ate half of the
donuts?
Bat. I ate half before I became the. Let me review eating the bat. The blood, primo, delish. We love. We stand.
Good. Okay,
we stand cool. the blood. Then, bones and brain of bat. This is less pleasing to the palate.
Yeah,
I bet.
There was some limited squirming when my fangs touched his nervous system.
Gross.
Gross, that sucks.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Count Donut. It's really good.
Do you want to talk about donuts?
Still better than the McRib.
Okay. Not usually your sort of area. You don't usually...
I have never eaten the McRib. You've exposed my shame.
Okay. All right.
I've only based this off of reviews on Dig.
Okay.
And
cool.
Fork.
Website.
And fork. Listen. Listen to me. It is Halloween season and that can only mean one thing. Oh, Justin wanted me to tell you there are Jimmy John's starter jackets. But that's all he wanted to say on that matter.
Thanks, man. I'm glad that Justin's using you as
he
a pass-through.
He left a note.
Okay.
But I wish to talk about this.
More like Jimmy John's non-starter jackets.
See, that's the kind
there
of joke
go.
That Justin made earlier that really freaked me
Yeah, I was just trying to
reestablish
a balance.
So we're going to talk about these zoinks. What is this?
Is it Z-O-I-N-K-S?
Yes.
That's Scooby-Doo for fuck.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
this makes perfect sense now within the context of the story. Zoinks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Shaggy Doo for fuck. I don't think
it might
Scooby
be Velma
said.
For fuck. Just instead of saying zoinks, you can just say fuck.
Krispy Kreme and zoinks are coming together for the first ever Scooby-Doo Halloween donut.
Can I tell you?
I'll
tell you, Count Donut. I actually saw these in store yesterday.
Oh, how exciting. How many did you consume?
Oh, zero of them. They didn't look appetizing at all.
Do you know what I would trade away to eat a single donut?
What?
I cannot even express to you in terms that your mammalian brain could comprehend. I would do.
Why vampires aren't mammals?
Sorry?
You're not a mammal?
Magic.
But do you lay eggs?
But I'm magic.
Like,
if you're a magic, you don't apply to these pedestrian laws.
So a dragon is just magic.
Well, a dragon is not lizard. Real. You have embarrassed yourself.
Okay.
Hey, can we go back to why you just go eat a donut? Why can't you just go eat a donut?
I can't.
Why not?
Severe gluten intolerance.
No. A vampire's only weakness.
Not ones you want to fucking eat. Hey, listen. Zoinks! Roro Krispy Kreme. Roro! This is an expression I'm thinking of great jubilance. Roro! Krispy Kreme and Warner Brothers Discovery Global. Apologies, I got carried by the whimsy. Yeah. The whimsy it inherited in this incredible story.
They're artists, Justin. Roro. They're the artists.
Roro, they're artists that remove things from Max to keep from paying residuals. Now listen, Roro! Warner Brothers Discovery Global Consumer Products and the Krispy Kreme are bringing mystery and monsters to life in this Halloween in the first ever unveiling of all the Scooby-Doo. All new Scooby-Doo Halloween dozen.
Okay.
Oh, there were only six in the box that I saw at the store. I wasn't at Krispy Kreme, mind you.
Okay. Okay, so this is the laziest shit I think I've ever seen.
This was like the main reason. For those at home, this gives the same vibe as like I went and bought cupcakes for my kids' birthday party. They wanted a themed birthday party. Rather than pay for themed cupcakes, I bought a bunch of like 2 cent worth plastic rings and just shoved them into the cupcakes.
I got a Baskin Robbins cookie cake that I did put Shrek stickers all over it because my son cannot get enough of Puss in Boots.
So it features all new donuts, perfect for any event. And let me tell you what they are. The first is the Scooby Doo donut, an original glazed donut dipped in Scooby-Doo blue icing, decorated with Scooby-Doo lime green icing. They're just saying Scooby-Doo.
You can't say Scooby-Doo.
You can't just Scooby-Doo add Scooby-Doo. Sugar. It's a Scooby-Doo. It's a flavor. Everyone's favorite flavor. Scooby-Doo lime. Scooby-Doo lime green icing and mystery machine chocolate piece. I got confused halfway through. Scooby-Doo is blue icing, decorated with Scooby-Doo lime green icing swirls. Orange cake batter buttercream and topped with a Scooby-Doo chocolate piece.
With a Scooby-Doo chocolate piece being
a Scooby-Doo chocolate piece.
A panel of chocolate that has Scooby-Doo's face on it.
Yes, that's correct. That is the rings that you so cruelly described.
If you removed the Scooby-Doo chocolate piece.
Why would you do this? It's delicious.
But if you did that and you held it up out of context, and you said, what is this donut is themed to? I would bet $1,000 no one would know.
You're saying that, if I can understand your concern, you're saying that without the picture of Scooby-Doo, it is harder to identify it as a Scooby-Doo donut.
That
may be, Travis, if I may be so bold, and I am not a confectioner, that may be the reason for the inclusion of the picture of Scooby-Doo. Yes. That helps with the effect.
Yes, but what I'm saying is it feels like the same thing as saying, let me do and try to guess who I'm doing an impression of. It's me, Al Pacino.
This is a confusing one. Spooky Monster cookies in cream donut. A donut filled with Oreo cookies in cream filling dipped in Scooby-Doo purple icing. Okay, listen.
Now,
Scooby-Doo can have one color.
And there's at least that blue, I think, on his collar, if I'm looking at this piece correctly.
Right.
There is no purple associated with the dog known as Scooby-Doo.
Yes, this is a purple, Scooby-Doo purple, black chocolate icing, and a Scooby-Doo monster chocolate piece. It's a chocolate piece with the monster from Scooby-Doo. And then there's Jenkins. Jenkins. How could this be?
That also means, it's like, shit.
How can this be?
How could this be Jenkins?
But are you confused about why a word could exist?
Why could they say Jenkins? Why could this be?
Because they couldn't curse.
You're okay with zoinks, but
no,
Jenkins.
No, I struggled mightily with zoinks. You remember. I was in pain.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think that with the cookies and cream donut, there was like an intern or somebody who was like, well, we could call it spookies and cream. And they were like, no, that would confuse people. Wouldn't fucking know that it was cookies and cream. Get out of here. You're fired, Todd.
If they said spookies and cream, I think we would say terrible jokes about them. I think we would be very hard on them.
You don't think spookies and cream is better than a monster, a Scooby-Doo monster cookies and cream donut?
Well, no, because I want a filled donut. There could be anything in there.
Yes.
If you say it's got, eat this donut. What's inside of it? It's got spookies and cream.
I would not enjoy.
Wouldn't want to eat that.
Here's a quote from Dave Skinner.
We asked Scooby-Doo and his friends to solve the case of the disappearing.
Ask them. They're not real, Dave.
I'm sorry. Can I read Dave's words?
Yes, of course.
Dave Skinner has not interrupted you the entire show. And you've been speaking the entire time.
This is the only time Dave gets to be on the show.
This is the one time Dave speaks.
There's egg on my face.
We asked Scooby-Doo and his friends to solve the case of the disappearing donuts. Because it seems like whenever we put out a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts, they vanish almost immediately.
All right.
Scooby-Doo is the perfect franchise this Halloween season for a fun collection of all new donuts and to solve this spooky mystery.
Do you think I would like to see the edited like the first draft of Dave's speech where it says Scooby-Doo was the franchise that we were able to get. Scooby-Doo was the most available franchise this season.
It was
season.
Within our price range to do the Scooby-Doo. It was this or Monster Squad. We do Scooby-Doo, or we get the Monster Squad and have enough left over for a nice Christmas party.
Midsummer-themed donuts, but this is what we learned.
Our whole Ari Aster, this is a squashed old lady donut. Yum, yum. Enjoy.
This is our human centipede donut.
It's three donuts all baked together.
It's challenging and delicious. One quick thing to know that you could get a free one. You get the freebie on Halloween if you wear a costume, the Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
This is nice. This is just a public service announcement. Thank you so much. Oh, I should mention also when you eat one, they've asked you to use the hashtag Scoob-tober.
Okay.
Why?
Why would you do this? You've already said joints and jinkies. Joinks? This is correct.
Yeah, they mix them up sometimes.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for your time.
Thanks, Count Donut.
I must
Happy Scooptober. Goodbye. Okay, you didn't even leave.
Hey,
let's do another question.
Yeah. I'd love that. I'd love to do another question.
I'm going to shut my door.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. I have to, there's extra biological matter that I always have to retch up after one of those.
What?
So please go ahead and just charge right ahead.
I'm going to close my office door because there's a loud dog outside, and it may be Scooby-Doo.
And Justin, you read the questions.
Yeah, buddy, but I had closed the questions to I don't know who closed my questions tab. Somebody here wanted to just read about Scooby-Doo donuts. I've long desired the ability to say I'm going out for a smoke and be able to take a break from whatever social activity I'm engaged with just to chill outside for a bit. When you say I need to step out for some fresh air, it leads people to ask if you're okay or if something's wrong. How do I communicate to my peers that I just want to stand outside for 5 minutes without people thinking there's something wrong? That's from Smokeless in Surrey. P.S. I'm considering learning how to yo-yo, so I have something to do outside and possibly impress any passersby.
That's an incredible mind you've gotten there.
Yeah.
And I would love to just step inside and walk
around. Hey, guys,
around.
Sorry. Hey, can we pause the movie real quick?
Yo. I got to get my yo on out of here.
What, you want me to yo in the house? with all your valuables? I'm going to go yo on the porch.
I think this is the reason 75 to 80% of smokers smoke is to just get a little chill situation popping outside real quick.
I had my little dalliance with smoking in college, and that's the only thing I miss about it. It's just nice to go out and just commune, you know?
There needs to be a new activity that is forbidden indoors.
Vaping.
No.
No.
That is forbidden indoors, not particularly harmful to the bod.
Vaping.
And you...
Maybe. The science is out. Maybe vaping. The science is out. Maybe vaping. The science is out.
It's too new. It's too new to know.
Too new. Too new. Science is out.
Is not vaping, but you have to do it outdoors.
Screaming. Hey guys, sorry. Actually, I gotta step outside and scream real quick for 5 minutes.
Who could blame you? Honestly, yeah. Like, who would begrudge you that?
You're yelling. You're right.
Yep.
I'm gonna step outside for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And scream.
Yeah. I have to use, excuse me, everyone. I need to go use my sundial. And then you step outside for a few minutes to use your sundial.
Not harmful to the body. Have to do it outside.
Gotta now, do it outside.
Now, the I got in a lot. I used to be bad about this at parties where I would do this, but I just wouldn't say anything to anybody. And I would just kind of go outside.
Yeah.
But then I would think, oh man, I'm already outside. Wouldn't it be fun to go home?
I see.
And so I would end up just leaving.
Leaving step by step.
Yes. I would just gradually realize, like, oh, I'm on the street.
You know
what
would be fun? Sitting in my car. Oh, I'd you know what would be fun? Starting my car. And backing slowly out of this parking space.
I can't listen to my audiobook unless my car is on. Oh, this isn't safe to just, this is bad for the planet to just sit here and idle. I should get a drive going. Where to go? Ah, maybe home. Perfect.
Let me hit you with this. Devil sticks. You can yo-yo indoors. In fact, I would argue that probably most high-level yo-yo tournaments are indoor events.
Yes.
What's wrong, Travis? You look like you're about to say some shit.
I didn't want to interrupt. I just had an idea.
That's not true. You want nothing more than
I want
to
desperately to interrupt, but I don't want to be caught interrupting.
Okay, yeah. Good.
He wants to do it. He doesn't want the repercussions.
Yes, correct.
Devil sticks? You could break a smoke detector doing those indoors.
That's true.
I must step outside.
Do they make miniature devil sticks like they do like the little skateboards you can do with your fingers? Do they have little devil sticks that you can do?
Pocket devil sticks?
Tech devil skit?
Yeah.
Tech devil
sticks? One
more time.
Little devil?
Tech devil sticks.
What about bird watching?
Cool.
Chat Nicholsack.
Bird watching can't do inside unless that person owns a parrot.
And even then, it doesn't count.
No, you do it once.
Yeah.
You can't walk into someone's bird room and be like, there, found one. That's
you could just like me. Be just every the 55 minutes, you just look out the window and like, oh, gotta go. Let me go catch that one. Let me go write it down. Be right back. Go outside for 5 minutes. Pretend to write in a journal while you just like breathe deeply. I don't think, because my immediate reaction was to say, I'm going to go meditate outside.
No, that's
but
so
I don't
weird.
Think that that's getting you out of that.
What if, like, what do you guys think about, excuse me, I have to fart, and then you walk outside?
Mm. When you say I have to go get some fresh air, I assume that you are going outside to rip one.
Yeah.
To rip a large one.
Hey, guys, got to step outside real quick. I'm solar powered.
That could be cool.
What about I have to make a call?
Can you do that?
How does that go, guys? Sorry, I need to make a call.
I'm a day trader. Sorry, guys. Every hour on the hour, I got to step outside and make a call. Sorry, guys.
That sounds good to me. I mean, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Pretend to catch a bug.
Your house is full of fucking bugs, man.
Fuck, I gotta get this little guy outside. Yes, again. It's a wasp, so I should hurry.
Hey, Justin.
I'll find a good home for it.
Hey, Justin, have you noticed that wherever we go, Griffin catches like 10 to 11 bugs? Is he a Renfield?
Dang. Yeah, I think it's possible. Is that why he didn't laugh? Is that why he didn't laugh at my great Renfield joke?
Yeah, I think it might have hit himself? Too close to home. And he's always stepping outside, but then he catches another bug. Yeah, I think he's eating bugs.
I'm not eating the bugs. I'm going outside and re-sheltering the bugs. Wow, which is his why hearing I'm out
is
there for
really
5 minutes.
Good for somebody yeah, that's
we're
a
like
normal
three
person.
Three rooms away. That's amazing.
Yeah. We dropped him from the call and he can still feel what we're saying. Yeah. Like
and
the
there's
thrall.
Some bug legs hanging out of his mouth when he came in on this last song.
There's not any bug. No, hold on, Travis. You can't just say I have bug legs coming out.
They're stuck in his teeth. I could see it.
Travis, you can't say
like
I have bug legs in my mouth and teeth because people at home can't see me. Don't
no,
say
I
that.
I can
shit.
See the beetle wings sticking out.
Don't say that shit. I don't have beetle wings.
Oh my
wings
God,
or
his eyes
legs.
Are turning red, Justin. His muscles are bulging.
My eyes are flipping over his table.
My eyes are normal. You would hear a table flipping over. My eyes are normal.
He just pointed to a sign that said, my master is coming and he'll feast on you.
I don't have a
don't
sign and I don't have bug legs or beetle wings sticking out my teeth and mouth.
Yeah, oh my God, Griffin just opened the door and bowed deeply and Dracula walked in.
I did not bow to Dracula. That's, I didn't, I would never bow to Dracula.
I would be scared of a Dracula.
Oh, yeah.
Ghosts can get bent, but I would absolutely be scared of a Dracula. He means business. He means business, and he's got a huge media legacy behind him. Mm-hmm. The poll, I mean, he could get in to see Kesha, no problem.
God knows that's true.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Travis got to make his
concert. Can you not just be like, I got to go outside because it stinks in here.
I'm sick of being around human beings for 5 minutes.
Do you guys not smell that? Fuck.
Fuck, I gotta step outside and reset my smell stuff, my smell sensors, because it stinks in here to high heaven.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, My Brother, Me. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. We hope you've gotten something out of this. You learned something, if you I may be something. So bold. And we hope that you're growing as a person every day and staying hydrated and everything. All that stuff.
There it goes. Hey, if you want to see the cover art for our next graphic novel, The Adventure Zone Suffering Game, you can go to theadventurezonecomic.com. And also, while you're there, why not go ahead and pre-order it? Huh? Yeah. That's one thing off your to-do list today. Get some momentum going. Maybe finish that to-do list for once. Right?
Yes.
And then, what's that? The next thing on your to-do list? Go check out macroymerch.com. See the Plato's Rave poster there, the glow-in-the-dark I Found More Questions in Kevlar, West Virginia pin, the Amnesty Lodge candle, and then you'll know that 10% of all merch proceeds of everything you bought went to Reproductive Freedom for All. So, like, that's just a bunch of stuff you can mark off your list. And, hey, listen, have a safe Halloween. It can get pretty wild out there.
What? Thank you. Whoa.
It's get wild. It's Halloween. Okay. Thanks to Montaigne. For
makes them easier to recruit into your thrall, doesn't it? Bring your master new
you
servants.
Stepped
that's great.
On, I guess Justin doesn't want to thank Montaigne.
Oh, I do.
Well, if you did want to thank Montaigne, you wouldn't say that I have bug parts in my teeth.
Never said that. Never said that.
No, I said that. Justin said that you wanted people to get hurt at Halloween so that you could get them into your thrall and feed your master.
Can we do the sonic bath, please?
Thank you, Montaigne.
Thanks, Montaigne.
Watch out. Here comes Griffin.
Griffin is
back.
I love Dracula. I want to kiss Dracula. I want to kiss Dracula.
Pretend I said my name.
And I'm Travis McElroy.
And I'm Renfield. Right, guys?
Knew it.
On the
that's
lips.
Who I am. Old
lips,
bug mouth McElroy.
The lips, lips, on the lips. On the lips. That's the end.
Is it there with you?
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.